Your Classical Storytime is supported by the Minnesota College Savings Plan, the official 529 program for the state of Minnesota. Learn how you can invest for your child's college education and minimize your taxes at mnsaves.org. Welcome to Your Classical Storytime. I'm Valerie with a story called Clover Kitty Goes to Kitty Garden, written by Laura Purdy Salas, illustrated by Hiroe Nakata, published by Two Lions. Clover Kitty liked calm things. Knitting mittens, nibbling kibble, catnapping on a warm floor. Sometimes she wished she had a friend to knit or nibble or nap with, but mostly life was perfect. Until one Monday morning, Mama Kitty announced, "Do you remember what today is? The first day of Kitty Garden. Are you ready for friends and games and songs?" Pictures of high fives and curly slides, dusty chalk and gluey paws filled Clover's head. She was not ready, but quicker than a whisker twitch, Clover found herself cowering in Ms. Snappytail's classroom. Blocks clattered, neon numbers crowded the walls, sunshine glared through the window. A paw touched Clover's shoulder, and she flinched. "Hi, I'm Oliver," said the kitty. Clover's mouth was dry as cotton. She couldn't meow a single word. Oliver smiled anyway. Ms. Snappytail flashed spotlights off and on.
"Time for counting.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Next, she rang a bell, but to Clover it sounded like a gong. "Circle time." Then she forced the kitties to sit on the crowded storytime rug. Kitty Garden was a catastrophe. At recess, Oliver came over and asked softly, "Do you want a seesaw with me?" Before she could answer,
"You're in!"
A squealing tornado of fangs and fur circled Clover.
"Hey, Clover!
You'll be a princess and I'll rescue you.
Catch, Clover!"
Clover looked blank. She shrank. Clover's heart sank. At lunch, the cafeteria lights blinded Clover.
"Do you like juice, Clover?"
asked Oliver.
"Catnip cookies!
Milk!
Who wants to trade tuna for my spaghetti?"
Clover grabbed. She jabbed. Her tiny claws stabbed. Clover could not wait for nap time. But nap time was a disaster. Miss Snappytail's perfume stank like licorice.
"Nap time.
Share my rug."
"Sweet dreams, Clover," said Oliver.
"Goodbye, kitty, in the treetop."
A treetop? Clover's belly swayed, and she couldn't sleep on her scratchy mat. She tried. She sighed. Clover Kitty quietly cried. School felt 9 lives long. Maybe 10. After nap time, Ms. Snappytail marched the kitties through school like prisoners. A tail touched Clover's face. In her personal space. That was it. Clover spit. She bit. She threw a fur-flying hissy fit. "I quit!" Clover fled. "See you tomorrow, Clover?" asked Oliver. It took Clover forever to reach home. "You look like you had an exciting day," said Mama. Then her whiskers drooped. "Are you okay, Clover?" Without a meow, Clover curled into a circle. Mama rubbed just behind Clover's left ear until Clover fell asleep. 2 morning, Clover said,
"Mama, I feel sick from icky catnip cookies."
"All right," Mama said. No kitty garden today. Clover snoozed all morning in her soothing room. Later, Oliver Kitty stopped by. "We miss Clover," he said to Mama. "She's resting," said Mama. "You'll see her tomorrow." Clover was playing checkers alone in her closet. She won. "Phew," she said when Oliver left. Wednesday morning, Clover was still sick. "Are you sure?" Mama asked.
"I'm sure," Clover said.
Oliver came back that afternoon. Mama said, "Clover is still resting, but you may say hi." Oliver searched Clover's room, but Clover was not there. When Oliver gave up and left, Clover sighed in relief. Although, a hollow twinge twanged in her chest. Thursday morning, Clover was almost better. She almost coughed.
"I'm too sick for school, but I feel just well enough to seesaw."
"Are you sure?" Mama asked.
"Positive," Clover said.
"Okay, but tomorrow you will go to kitty garden," Clover said. Seesawing by herself had its ups and downs, mostly downs. Clover watched for Oliver. He didn't come. What would it be like to play with a friend, Clover wondered. But she did not miss kitty garden. Did she? On Friday morning, Clover was ready to try kitty garden again. "I'm so glad," Mama said. Clover stuffed her backpack with survival gear. She used sunglasses when Ms. Snappytail flashed the spotlights, earmuffs to soften the circle time gong, and her own silky knitted rug for story time. At recess, Clover played checkers with Oliver. And then she needed alone time. At lunch, Clover nibbled cheese and sipped juice. At nap time, Clover slept next to her new friend, Oliver, on her silky rug, with plenty of space between them. Clover's day wasn't perfect, but it was not a catastrophe. And when she came home, Mama rubbed the spot behind Clover's left ear and listened to her tales of her day. So Clover decided to go to kitty garden the next week, and the week after that, too. Each week got easier. It helped to have a calm, kind friend like Oliver. Meow-a-days, Clover can't wait to go to kitty garden. And some days, she can't wait to go home. Kitty garden has its ups and downs. Mostly ups. The end. Big thanks to Laura Purdy Salas, Hiroe Nakata, and Two Lions Press for sharing Clover Kitty with us today. Find this and other children's stories by them at Amazon.com. Thanks for listening to Your Classical Storytime from APM American Public Media.